Today we have read the same gospel that we read yesterday. Yesterday when we celebrated the memorial of St. Paschal Bailon, and today we celebrate the feast of St. Felix of Cantalice. Both of them were brothers. St. Paschal, a brother in the Franciscan observance, and St. Felix, the great light of the Capuchin order, a simple lay brother who couldn't even read and yet became the advisor of popes and other saints. He was a close personal friend of St. Philip Neri and also of St. Charles Borromeo, neither of which were slouches intellectually, but who nevertheless confided very often in St. Felix because of his great holiness and humility. And it's, we live in an age in which the faith is either on the one hand hyper-intellectualized by, say, for example, scripture scholars who vacate the scriptures of any meaning and speak to the rest of us like we don't know anything about anything, and we need to rely on them to believe ultimately in nothing. Or on the other hand, religion is sentimentalized into a kind of, you know, feel your way through it kind of thing, where there is no doctrine taught, and our relationship with God is so strictly personal that it is also practically meaningless, except for the feelings we get from it. We know the truth lies in the middle. Our holy religion is a philosophy. Christ is our philosophy. And yet he is also a person who communicates to us and who is personally present in our lives. But we can also always say that, as Saint Jerome said, that ignorance of the scriptures is ignorance of Christ. And we can extend that to say that ignorance of the teaching of the church and the wisdom of the saints is ignorance of Christ. Saint Felix couldn't read, but he knew his catechism, and he was greatly beloved by the children of Rome because he could communicate the catechism to them in ways that they could understand and appreciate. And he took the gospel to heart. He lived it his whole life, and he preached it as a lay brother in a way proper to his station, which often consisted in his exhorting people whom he met along the streets of Rome. He was very well known. He was the almoner for the friary in Rome, so he went from place to place begging alms and would take occasion to speak to people and to exhort them and sometimes to rebuke them. He was known to rebuke people of high station, judges and political officials, without any kind of respect for persons, all because he was motivated from within. This is, I guess, part of the problem with these extremes of hyper-intellectualism on the one hand and sentimentalism on the other. For the hyper-intellectual, they don't see God in the teaching of the church. They don't see Christ present in the scriptures. They don't realize that it's God speaking directly to us, and they're not going to realize it until God can prove it to them. And of course, without faith, it's impossible to please God. And so unless someone is willing to open their heart and their mind to God, then the door is closed. And on the other hand, if someone is trying to encounter God, God is going to open their hearts and their minds to the truth. And sometimes the truth doesn't make us feel good. Sometimes, very often actually, when we're living in sin, it makes us feel terrible. But it will set us free ultimately if we embrace it. And so what we need is a heart of a saint, whether it be a great saint like Saint Bonaventure, who was a great intellectual, or someone like Saint Felix. There's a story about Saint Bonaventure and Brother Giles. Blessed Brother Giles was a holy man, not canonized, but he was simple, friar like St. Felix, and he listened to the preaching of St. Bonaventure, and he talked to St. Bonaventure and was humbled by St. Bonaventure and asked him how he had obtained all of his wisdom and what he could do to become holy, since he wasn't all that intelligent. St. Bonaventure said, you know, the poorest and most ignorant washerwoman will become holier than any of us if she just loves God with her whole heart. And Blessed Brother Giles was so overjoyed that he went through the streets crying out at the top of his lungs that even an old washerwoman could become holier than Blessed Bonaventure, Brother Bonaventure, if she loved God. And that should be our consolation and our joy. No matter where we are or what our gifts are, God gives us the grace that we need. And if we embrace the teaching of the Church and the wisdom of the saints with an open mind and an open heart and desire always to do the will of God, then we'll be blessed by the Lord. We will receive His blessing. On the other hand, if we close our hearts to the truth or don't allow God to change our lives, then we will not receive the blessings of God, no matter how smart we are or no matter how much we seem to feel the presence of God. It's rooted in the truth, but in the presence of God who wants to change us and bring us closer to Himself. May St. Felix teach us the wisdom of God and give us the same devotion to put it into practice.